So, Birshus Rav Reish, and with Mazel Tov wishes to Rav Reish, we'll do a Ramban pre-huddle. The Ramban, so it's another double Parsha this week, but the Ramban pre-huddle is at the very beginning of the second Parsha, B'chukosai, that the Pesukim say, right, in B'chukosai Teilechu, right, B'chukosai at the very, very beginning has some beautiful brachos, and then a much more extended chunk of Pesukim talking about the klalos. But in the brachos, right, talks about nechukosai telechu, vesmitzvosai teshmura, vasisim osam, and all sorts of wonderful things. V'nasate kishmechem beitam, v'nasna ha'aretz yivula, v'eitz ha'sedei yitin piryo. There's going to be rain. There's going to be, things are going to be growing properly in the fields and on the trees. So it says in Pasuk Vav, right, v'nasati shalom ba'aretz, I'll make peace in the land, uchchavtem v'ein macharid, you'll be able to lie down without any sort of fear, any sort of tension about what could happen the next day. V'shpati chayara, and I will, a little bit relates to the Lashon of Tashbisu, how to translate the word Vishpati, right? I'll make the bad animals, the wild animals, cease from your land, and a sword will not even pass through your land. Okay, so the Ramban here, I think it's a relatively Yesodistic Ramban. So it says the Ramban, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Vav. Do you guys see that my computer says your internet connection is unstable? Did you see that a second ago? No? Okay, good. I'm glad. Okay. Vishpati chaya ra'a min ha'aretz. Says the Ramban. He's now quoting a medrash. Al das Rabbi Yehuda, sha'amar ma'aviran min ha'olam. Right? He's quoting a medrash. That it's a machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda in this medrash. What does pasuk means? Right? I'll make these wild animals cease. How do you make wild animals cease? I mean, what does that mean? The wild animals. You have wolves. Used to be in Israel. There were wild mountain lions in Shalavim. There is those crazy, wild dogs or jackals or whatever they are that are howling in the middle of the night. So what does it mean? They won't be there. They'll cease. What are you going to do with them? So Adash Rav Yehuda Sha'amar Ma'aviran Min Ha'olam, meaning I'll make them go away. They'll be gone. They'll be extinct, but not literally extinct. Says Ramanu Kipshuto Shelo Yavo Chayos Ra'os Be'artzam. No wild animals will come into the land of Israel. Kibiyos hasova, birabos hatova. Because when there's a lot of sustenance, there's a lot of blessing, and there's a lot of good, which leads to what? Which leads to the cities are full, and the roads are traveled on, and the fields are populated with people working there. Ve'yos he'arim mele'os adam, lo tavona chayos bi'yishuv. When places are very populated, so then the wild animals stay away. Once people begin to avoid certain areas, then the wild animals take over. I mean, you see this in Corona nowadays. I think it was Haifa, there are wild boars like running through the streets. And I think like in Italy or so, these places just like crazy, I don't know, you guys can let me know what they were, but crazy animals just like in these, what used to be people-filled cities of the world, are full of wild animals. So says the Ramban, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the pshat of the pasuk is that once it's really flowing off of the psukim before, if there's going to be rain and there's going to be prosperity, so then the cities will be full and the animals will be won't have a place to hang out, and therefore they'll go. Good. Valdas Rabbi Shimon she'amar mashpisan shelo yaziku yomar vishpati ra'os hachayos min ha'aretz. There's another opinion in the medrash of Rabbi Shimon who says, what does it mean that I'm going to hishpati chaya ra'a min ha'aretz? I'll get rid of any wild animals. It means mashpisan shelo yaziku. I'm going to have them cease to damage, to attack. Yomar hishpati ra'os hachayos min ha'aretz. According to Rabbi Shimon, you have to understand the pasuk nakipshuto. I will not make the animals cease, but I will make the badness of the animals cease. All the lions and wolves and snakes, they'll be there. They just won't be attacking, and they're going to be getting along with all the human beings. Says the Ramban, v'hu ha'nachon. That's the proper understanding of this pasuk. Ki tiyeh Eretz Yisrael be'eis kiyum ha-mitzvos. Kasher ha'ya ha'olam mitchila so kodem chet'o shel adam harishon. Because when these psukim are talking about this very high level of Avodas Hashem, when we're following in Hashem's chukim and we're doing His will, so then you can even get to the level of how the world was before the chet of Adam harishon. The whole idea of the chet of Adam harishon, these are deep ideas, these are spiritual ideas, that we can't really fully explain al regel achas, but we'll try al regel achas just to say that the ideas behind the Adam Rishon Kodem Achet, according to many of the Rishonim and the Achronim, it represents a state of deep connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe there wasn't even a Yetzer Hara the way we understand it now. There was just inherent desire to be close to Hashem and inherent closest to Hashem. So once we eventually will be able to regain that status, we'll get to the level of Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. animals will no longer kill people. Why would that be? Ukemosha Amru, like it says in the Gemara in Brachos, Ein Arud Memis Elachet Memis. It's not the viper, I think, in Arud. Some sort of poisonous snake. It's not the viper that kills, it's the sin that kills. This, I quoted the Gemara at the bottom because I love this Gemara. It's just such a fun Gemara. It says the Gemara over here, right, Tana Rabbanan. Maisa b'makom echad sheya arod. There was a certain place where there was a viper that was attacking people. Vayim mazik esabrios. It would damage people. It would injure people. The people of the town went to their local tzaddik, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, and he said, Rebbe, what should we do? We're getting attacked by this viper. Amar lahem, heru li eschoro. Show me its, whatever a snake's hole is called. I feel like there's a word that's escaping me. Show me its hole. Heru eschoro. Nasan akevo al piachor. So they showed him where its den was, or hole, or nest, whatever it's called. They showed him the hole in the ground that the snake would come out of. He put his, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa put his sandal, his heel, on this hole. Yotza vineshcho, and then the viper was crawling out, bit Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, umeis oso arod, and then the viper died. Natlo kseifo, he picked up this viper, put it on his shoulders, veviu the beis hamedrash, and he came to beis hamedrash and put it down. Amar lehem reubanai, my children, come and see. Ein arod memis, ela hachet memis. It's not the viper that kills, it's sin that kills. Meaning to say that you don't have to be scared of these poisonous animals if you're on a very high level. So you should realize it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's using this as a teachable moment. Ba'osa sha'amru, this is why I love this Gemara. Oy lo la'adam sha'pagavo arod. Oy. What was to the person who gets attacked by a viper? And what was to the viper that gets attacked by Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa? That meets up with Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Okay, so that's the Gemara in Brachos. So says the Ramban, what's the point in this Gemara? The point in this Gemara is something which is supernatural. The point in the Gemara is something which is not part of our world. But the point in the Gemara is that when somebody's on a very high spiritual level, he doesn't have to be scared of wild animals. So says the Rabban, that's the pshat of this pasuk according to Rabbi Shimon. And that's what it means, and that relates to the idea of when the entire world is on the level of Adam HaRishon before his sin, so that we don't have to be scared of the wild animals. They'll be there. They're not gonna just mute everybody. One second. How do I? I gotta get to the. So I have to stop sharing to mute everybody. If people could just mute themselves, I guess. Okay. We'll see if that helps. If not, so I'll go back. And I'll stop sharing and then mute. Okay. So says the Ramban, when we get to the level of Adam Rishon Kodem Hachet, we don't have to be scared of these wild animals. The lions, the wolves, the snakes will be there, but they won't be attacking. Bezesha Amar Hakasuv, that's what the Navi says in Yeshaya. Vishasha Yonek Alchur Peten. A peten, I'm assuming, is a viper, a poisonous snake. That a child is going to be playing in this hole of the snake. Vechein, it says also in Yeshaya. Vipara vidov tirena, that the cow and the bear will be grazing, va'arye kabakar yochal teven, and the lion will be eating grain. Kilohaya hatera bichayos haraos, rak vnechet oshel adam. Right? The idea that animals attack, the animals are violent, the animals are bloodthirsty, that's part of our world in its current state. That wasn't how things were supposed to be. Rakigna nigzar lav lios terav lishinehem. That the part of the Gezerah after the chet of Adam HaRishon was that these animals will be attacking with their teeth. V'husam hateref teva lahem. And this idea of attacking became part of their nature. Right? The Gemara's about Shane and which is Darko Litrov, which is Litrov Lechol, and Litrov, okay? It's part of their teva, but that's only now. Gam Litrov Zoasu, and to attack each other. Ki adua ki betarfam ha'adam pam achas yosifu lios ra'im yoseh. Okay, fine. So we don't have to read the continuation of the Ramban, the entire continuation, but we'll read the concluding thought. V'akein amar hakasuv, the pasuk is saying, both in the Nevi'im and also in our Parsha, al yimei ha'goel ha'yotze megezi Yishai, at the time when the Redeemer comes from the descendants of David ben Yishai, right, and so when Mashiach comes, she'yashuv ha'shalom ba'olam, that peace will return to the world, v'yechdal ha'teref v'ra'as ha'behema. And all of the attacking will cease, and all the evil, all the viciousness, the violence of the animals will stop. And all creeping animals, like was originally, like the things were supposed to be. V'akavana haisa bo'al chizkiyahu shpikech HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'azuzu Mashiach v'lo zechusam l'kach v'yeh ha'maisa Mashiach ha'asid lavo. Chazal say we could have reached this level even in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, in the times of Chizkiyahu, but we weren't ready for it then. But whenever Mashiach comes, this is what the Pasuk is referring to. Okay. So the idea of this Ramban, what he's saying is that it's a very interesting perspective, that our world, our universe, as we experience it now, not only is it lacking in the sense of there's no Beis HaMikdash, not only is it lacking in the sense we don't feel Hashem's presence in a deep way, but says the Ramban, the whole nature of our world, that there's violence and that there's tragedies, natural tragedies, even in the animal kingdom amongst itself, the idea that there's this food chain and animals have to kill each other, says the Ramban, that's all part of the fact that the world is not in its proper level. It's not in its proper state of things. And when the time comes that we'll reach the level of when Mashiach comes, and we'll reach the level of Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet, so part of Hashem's plan is that there should not be any sort of violence, any sort of suffering, any sort of pain in the entire world, including the animal world. And therefore, at that point, So then, even though there'll be animals, there'll be lions, and there'll be wolves, and there'll be snakes, there'll be bears, but they're not going to be violent. Okay? It's just interesting to note that in the Medrash itself, there's two opinions, right? The Ramban is really, as he said at the beginning, he said, V'hu anachon. He says, Rabbi Shimon says, like I said, like I'm about to elaborate on, and that's correct. But there is this other opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And it's interesting just to be aware of, I just quoted here at the bottom a Radak, we don't have to read the whole thing. But says the Radak in some of these psukim, right, about Vagar Ze'ev V'keves, that there's going to be wolves and sheep living together, and the young boy is going to be leading all of them. So says the Radak, there's some Mefarshim that explain that this whole thing is a mashal. All these Nevuos that the Ramban was elaborating on before, according to several Mefarshim, says the Radak, it's just a mashal. What's it a mashal for? Who's the wolf? And who's the bear? And who's the snake? These are all the leaders of China, the leaders of Iran, the leaders of Russia. All these violent animals represent different forces and different nations in the universe, in the world. And the idea that you're going to have these very simple children leading everybody means that the world will get to a level that they don't want to be violent with each other anymore. They don't want to be antagonistic anymore with each other. And we'll get to the level where they're going to be led by the simple, good-hearted people. They're going to be led also by the Jewish people. The Radak himself doesn't really like that pshat. I'm trying to remember why he didn't like it. He says, Ki kol ze yesh nefarshim, kol ze mashal, ki ha-ze'ev, ha-na'ar, va-dov, arihim, mashal rishayim, ha-ushkim, ha-gozlim, they represent rishayim who are attacking people and taking advantage of people. But he says, "Lo yitachen ze apirish lefisha amar lo yiru v'lo yashkisa b'chol ar kodshi." Right? Because says the Radak, he thinks that's not the pshat of the nevuah. Because if you look at the context in Yeshayahu, it seems to be saying this state of things will be limited to Yerushalayim. And if it was this global sense of people will no longer be unfair, people will no longer be taking advantage of each other, that should be true across the world. But says the Radak, the pshat is, it means literally, unlike this other approach, that it's all a mashal. But he says that, v'nachon, says the Radak, like the alternative that the Ramban did not want to accept, like the pshat of Rabbi Yehuda in the Medrash. Ki teva hachayos lo titchalef, v'yitrufu, v'yochlu basar, kamo sheim osim ata. The truth is that animals' nature will not change. Animals are supposed to be violent. Why is that part of Hashem's plan? Why should animals be killing each other and eating each other? The Radak says, l'chora, I mean, I'm answering for him. We don't know. We can't understand why Hashem made the universe the way that he did in many, many respects. It's a beautiful universe. It's full of order. It's full of wonder. It's full of things that inspire us. But we also don't always understand all the details. So the Radak would say, we don't know. We don't know why some animals, why there's a food chain, why animals attack each other. But even in the times of Mashiach, that's Hashem's world. That's how he made it. That reflects the Ratzon Hashem. And it's not going to change. Elef tiach es Yisrael, she'achayos haraos lo yaziku b'chol eretz Yisrael. Zeu shenemar lo yiru v'lo yashlutu b'chol har kodshi. Right? Says the Ramban, says the Radak, what does the Pasuk mean? It means like Rav Yehuda was saying that they're going to be around, but they're not going to be attacking. Why? Because people are going to, they're going to have a certain hashkacha pratis, siyata dishmaya, or maybe like the Ramban said earlier, that when the cities are so full and the people are so all present, the animals will take be off to the side and be intimidated to attack the people when the cities are so full. But it's just interesting that this Ramban, the two pshatim of the Medrash of Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, it's a fundamental machlokas in the Rishonim about the nature of Mashiach. It's really already machlokas in the Gemara, that the Gemara has a machlokas about what will change in the times of Mashiach. Is it going to be a totally new universe, something we can't even comprehend and describe and understand? Or is it just going to be that a change in Shibud Malthios? It's just going to be a change that the Jewish people and the Jewish kingdom are going to be dominant. People will recognize the power of the Jewish people's God and of Hashem. That's already a machlokas in the Gemara, but it's also machlokas in this Medrash. It's machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. It's machlokas the Ramban and the Radak. But it's interesting within the Ramban himself about who takes the approach of the more mystical, spiritual change in the universe in the times of Mashiach. It'll go back to the world Kodem Achet. It reflects the plan of how things are supposed to be. It's just interesting both in terms of the whole conception of that our universe is somewhat flawed spiritually. And the idea of coming to the times of Mashiach is not only about bringing back the Beis HaMikdash, but it's also about totally fixing the nature of the way our universe works. But in addition to that, the idea that, Ein Ha'arun Memes Ela Chet Memes, the idea that Hashem, the Gemara itself already says in Brachos, if Hashem wants to, He can protect people in supernatural ways. We should appreciate that even nature, as much as it's part of Hashem's system, even that, it's a thing Hashem put into place, and He can change it, and He can alter it if He decides to. Okay, so just interesting Ramban, a lot of food for thought in this Ramban. We will stop the recording. One second. Open my phone again.